we will resume the meeting, and the first item after our break is a report from the chairperson, which is me. Since our last meeting, in addition to all of the routine emails and lengthy reports and everything that I go through and read, I have also attended the Business Enterprise Retreat here in Omaha. That was in beginning of October, and it was a few weeks ago. And then I also attended the National Federation of the Blind State Convention in Kearney. That was just a couple weeks ago. So that's kind of what I've been up to. And I think I will save my thoughts on the business enterprise until we get to that topic. Are there any reports or updates from any of the other commissioners?
Well, I can also say that I was at the NFB convention also, and then the networking group that we do the conference calls. We have been doing them every other month. We are now going to do them quarterly, which makes sense to me. This time we heard a little bit update on what's happening in Michigan. But it really is a good resource to know what's going on in other parts of the country as far as commissions for the blind, rehabilitation centers, etc. And it's also a way to, you know, sometimes not reinventing the wheel. Sometimes information can be shared as to, well, if you're having this problem, well, this is what we, how we handled it a couple years back or whatever. So, but anyway, we're going to do it four times a year instead of every other month this time.
I will also report that even though it was on Friday, I did attend the reception at the Blind Vendors Conference at the Marriott in Omaha. It went fairly well. Was a nice turnout and so on and so forth. The extent of my words of wisdom.
I guess I did attend the NFB of Nebraska State Convention at Kearney and gave my reports to what the commission board had been. The topics that we've been discussing and working on over the last year, for them as an update. I also look forward to meeting with the summer clients. We always seem to invite to the Thanksgiving dinner that the center is going to, that the center holds each year. And it happens to work into my schedule that I'm going to be able to attend this year. And what I have in the past, I've always enjoyed being able to meet some of the center clients and talk to them about how their training's going and what's going on in their lives and get a feel for, you know, how the center is affecting them and is benefiting them. So it's a great opportunity. And hopefully, if they have any questions or concerns, it's an opportunity for them to bring those up too. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you, guys. I suppose we'll move on to our next item on the agenda, which is a report from the executive director.
All right. Well, I have an 8-page report, but timing being of the essence, I certainly won't read all of that, and it's going to end up more than that because there's a couple more parts that I'll plug in. But the full report will be in the minutes and online. Not it's part of the minutes, but
it's kind of an appendix, kind of thing.
And actually, the way we do it, we have included the whole report in the minutes this agenda item.
Yes.
Sorry, I misspoke. But anyway, so that'll tell you, you know, a lot of, and even this, there's always so much going on, it's hard to know what to talk about. But I do want to tell you that our Scottsbluff staff is moving into a new state office building November 8th. There's been a lot of changes, and logistics have been a little crazy, but we were flooded out a couple of times in our last permanent spot. We've been in a couple different temporary spots, and so it's really been difficult for the staff there, but we hope this new facility, it's a state office building. There are a number of other office agencies there, and so we think it'll be a good opportunity for us. Every October, the governor does employee recognitions based on the length of time people have worked for the state, and then also employee and manager of the year. Our Cheryl Pump received the employee of the year for the commission this year. And as part of that whole recognition of employees, we do a staff appreciation day, and we do it in conjunction with, I think we call the second Friday of September or something as that. And so, although commissioners are not staff, they're certainly a very important part of the commission, and we got a little staff recognition gift, and so I'm presenting each commissioner with your gift.
Appreciate
this
it.
Year. It is a
deck of cards.
It's not a deck of cards. It's also not an iPhone. But it's a business card holder that's
Cool.
silver and then leather, and it has NCDVI engraved on the
front.
It's not really silver,
Cool.
It's not
represent us well.
That's
thank
sweet.
You very much.
All right. Appreciate that.
You are welcome.
So if we want business cards, will the agency do those for us?
No. But you can print up your own.
Okay.
That's neat.
I will have my ACB rep cards printed up. And
there you
put
go.
Them
there?
Yeah. The biennium budget proposal is one of the biggest pieces that we've been working on. It had to be submitted to State Nebraska Budget Office and the Governor's Office. We did get that in as required. We have received some sent a memo from the Legislative Fiscal Office with some questions, so we're working on the responses to those. The state plan in the past for
quick question.
Okay.
Are we asking? I think in some years when we put forward the budget request, when you're asking for the same amount we've asked in years past, or we're taking in a lot of, but taking into account the budget status of the state. Are we asking for approximately the same that we have in years past, or are we asking for more this year, or less?
It's approximately the same that we're asking for this year. Definitely recognizing state budget's tight, everybody's budget's tight, and we do currently receive more than needed per match because the state provides more for the senior blind program, So we hope we'll continue to get the amount we need. Working on the state plan, or we did work on it, that was completed and approved by RSA. There's been a lot of work following up with the monitoring review and the findings related to that. I can talk more about that later, but I'm trying to just give you the main things. Statewide, with Carlos and Bob's leadership, the offices are very busy. We've served during federal fiscal year 2012, which just ended at the end of September. We served 559 vocational rehabilitation clients in all statuses. 63 were closed, having achieved their employment goal. And 35 were closed without achieving employment. And the rest are either all still open or were just referral status or whatever. And keep in mind the 35 closed also includes things like they decided they didn't want further services, or they moved, we weren't able to locate them, maybe they transferred to another agency, and that sort of thing. So it's not necessarily they, you know, just didn't get a job. Then in independent living, during that fiscal year, we served 770 clients in all statuses. 288 were closed successfully, and 54 closed without achieving their goals. In the center, we've served 204 clients since, full-time clients since 1996. Of those, 88.5% achieved their employment goals, and that includes competitive and homemaker. 25% are still students. So of the total, 8.8% are not working. And actually that's down. Last quarter it was 9.6% were not working and school or anything else. Activities, we've both in the center and in all of the field offices, there's a lot of work being done to outreach to clients as well as reach the public, employers, educators, eye doctors, eye care specialists, and lots of other people that we need to communicate with. A number of folks have attended different conferences, different events. We've already talked about the workforce stuff here in Omaha. And also in the past quarter, Jan Brandt in Kearney was appointed to the Greater Nebraska Workforce Board. And then we've continued with training staff on motivational interviewing, on supervisory skills, on lots of different trainings have been provided. We do now have a North Platte District Supervisor, Sarah Stewart, started in June, and she had been a rehab counselor for us in the past, and everybody has really embraced her coming back. She's a great asset for the commission. Also hired Wes Majerus as the program technology manager. That position is a new position for us, and he's already doing a really good job with coordinating the technology team and working with state officials and the office of the CIO. I keep thinking Central Intelligence. the information officer, the technology people at the state level. Anyway, he's doing testing of and pointing out inaccessible aspects of state government systems, and a lot of stuff internally. He's working with getting computers set up for staff, and one of the things before is that the tech, we still have a program specialist of technology in each district, and you know their main focus was working with employers and clients, but the staff needed a lot of technology help, and so they always were really pretty torn on time frames and wanting to help their colleagues, but you know, not minimize their work with clients and employment situations is a lot of what they do too. So the program manager is really helping to ease that and be able to be right to take care of the of a staff need. That I think is being a big help. The specialists still do that. Like if there's a problem in North Platte, Jan Brand's going to probably address it more quickly than Wes can get out there from Lincoln. So they definitely work as a team, and I think that's going well. Business Enterprise is very busy. We'll talk more about that later. I mentioned a little bit the state plan part of the monitoring review, but also the state plan assessment from RSA was relating to the comprehensive statewide needs assessment. We are going to engage in a contract to have an assessment done this during fiscal year 2013, which started October 1st. We've already had a bunch of files gone back and forth and a couple of conference calls with the researcher at Mississippi State University Rehab and Research Training Institute for Blindness and Low Vision. So they're very specialized and a really good resource for us. And so we're moving toward that. We don't have a contract yet, but we're working on that. We've also opened the position for the voc rehab counselor in North Platte, and that's currently open. I think the closing date is the 9th, if I recall. And we did this time, Kathy worked on communicating with a number of other universities in, I shouldn't say other, but a number of universities in the Midwest and elsewhere that have vocational rehabilitation counseling programs and degrees. And so she's made direct contact with a number of them, I think about 8, that will post the job openings. Let's see, Iowa, Kansas, Wisconsin, Missouri, Minnesota, Minnesota, and Oklahoma. And so she's got them all in a group now, and when we have an opening, like the one that's open now, she'll give that to the people in those programs to disseminate to their students. So that has occurred for this one. Let's see. Some of the jobs people are getting, or that they got in the last quarter. I had a list here. Customer service, chef, vending assistant, machine operator. A number of people in Omaha are doing temporary jobs at Omaha Steaks, and that's something that the Omaha staff have worked out with Omaha Steaks during the holiday season. It works well to give the people job experience, to evaluate their work readiness, how they relate on the job, and also helps build Omaha Steaks with hiring our clients for the future. Let's see. That's kind of the big overview. Now I'll take a breath. So it's hard to tell you everything that's going on, but those are the highlights.
There you go.
Any questions?
I do have one.
Yes, sir.
You were talking about, you know, some of the outreach and stuff that we do, and that trying to make sure that our services are known to not only our potential clients, but maybe practitioners out there that could do referrals and stuff like that as well. Is there any type of an ophthalmology conference in Nebraska that we either do or should attend? Not necessarily that we'd probably be a keynote speaker of any kind, but that we'd have a booth at or something like that to make sure that they're aware of our services, that we have, I know we have a packet that we give to them, the information they have to cut the patients and stuff, that we can make sure that they have that, make sure that we are in contact with them.
Right, yes. There's a Nebraska, I think it's there's Ophthalmology Association and physicians.
Yeah.
We have, and again we did this year, but for several years we've had a booth at those state meetings, and at least once our staff provided a workshop at the meeting, so sometimes we are presenters.
Okay.
We do always try to do that. It actually, when we first started that, it was a little hard to kind of get on their radar, but they are allowing us to participate now. And Bob's dying just to add to that, so.
Sure, let's hear from Bob.
I just wanted to, Nancy
Furrow? She went up to you.
Okay. This year, Nancy Furrow was given some time at the Nebraska Ophthalmology Association meeting, which was in October, and the low vision specialist or occupational therapist actually gave up some of her time so Nancy could do a short presentation. Next year, we're going to try to get more time on the agenda to go over our services. The Nebraska Optometrists Association, a different convention conference, is generally held in September, and we've had a presence there sometimes as presenters, sometimes manning a table for quite a few years now.
Thank you, Bob. Okay. There were, we did some presenting to a nurses association. Actually, this kind of gets at what Howard Compton was asking earlier, too. With, we do outreach to a lot of different resources in communities. Anything else?
I don't have any questions. No. Okay. Do you have other stuff you wanted to cover?
I mean,
we have specific topics for like business enterprise
stuff
later in budget. So
yes.
I think
that's why I didn't go into
detail. There's always opportunities to ask questions later. So
right.
Okay. Is the lunch here?
Not yet.
They're setting it up, it looks like.
Okay.
It's 11:43 right now.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and do our next item is the budget update. Can we do that in 15
minutes?
Yes.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Okay. Well, then let's go ahead and move on to the budget update, and then I think we'll break for lunch and continue with. Looks like NFB Newsline is after that. So
yep.
We'll continue with Newsline after lunch is my plan. So, okay.
Basically, we're in a healthy position. We've had carryover each year. We've been able to have carryover because we have received the Social Security reimbursement that was mentioned earlier. Now the federal folks are looking at all of the agencies, not just us, but realizing that the rehab agencies were not spending those reimbursement funds or other what's called program income first. We were kind of using them to, you know, kind of get us through the other period. And so all of the agencies were instructed that, in fact, we're supposed to and required to spend program income first, and that had not been the case. Before we draw down any of our federal grant, we have to spend those other monies first. So we are now doing that, and that was actually something that a lot of agencies didn't realize they were supposed to do. So then that, we have to use all that first, then we start using our federal grants. And of course, the amount of that varies every year. We don't really, and we can't predict it because it depends on people who is on Social Security, who gets a job and is able to get off, and so on. But in general, our budget is doing well. We have received all the grant awards for federal 2013. They're all based on 2012 formulas, and so sometimes later in the year it changes either up or down. But we basically just try to continue doing business with what we expect that it will be. And I said we've received all our grant awards. That's not entirely true. What they do is they give us a proportion of the federal funds at various points through the year. And so, but we've been awarded all of those first chunks of money, I guess you'd say. We are working on the cost allocation plan. That's probably the biggest budget point of discussion, that what we found that what we needed to be doing was portioning the funds that are spent for the overall agency, making sure that VR money is not spent on an IL client, for example, or an older blind client. If it's a VR counselor, but they're spending part of a day on an independent living person they need to, that has to be paid by the independent living grant, including that part of the state vehicle cost of that day and the energy cost of that day and the rent on the building. I mean, you know, it's just every piece of the budget needs to be melded into the cost allocation plan. So part of one of the findings of the monitoring review was that we didn't actually have an approved cost allocation plan, and so we've been working on that. For that, Bill spent a lot of time developing a plan and communicating back and forth with the indirect cost allocation group, which is part of the federal government, and we have to get approval from them for our plan to implement it. So that's in process, but we have already begun making the changes to correctly allocate the funds in the way they're supposed to be. And so we're really monitoring that closely. We want to make sure that we do the right thing and continue to implement it correctly over time. The state budget, I mentioned, we submitted that. Then between now and the legislative session, we do a lot of informational stuff back and forth with the budget analyst of the governor's office and the unicameral budget analyst, those two people we work with. And then, of course, when the session starts, there will be a hearing at some point for our budget, and we'll go. We don't have any agendas this year, as I said, other than to really encourage them to continue to support the agency and the services to the extent that they have done, so we can keep the service system going. I guess Carlos or Bob, anything else on budget that we should pay? Any questions? I'd be glad to go deeper into some of it if you have them.
Well, it said something on the news, there was a bit of a shortfall again, but it was, they had some figures, but it sounded like it was not as big as they thought or something, so budget should be pretty good shape for the state, or?
I think so, too. I think the state, Nebraska's really doing okay. You know, things are tight, but really, fiscally, mm-hmm. we're in pretty good shape. Now, the federal level, there's still the threat of sequestration, which is a whole, pardon me?
That would be it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty complex thing that could happen with all of the federal budget, which would cause dramatic cuts. That's really all up in the air, mm-hmm. and so we're just proceeding with to our best knowledge and hopeful mm-hmm. that yeah. doesn't happen.
I don't think it's going to happen.
And the I should say, the budget did get put through to the continuing resolution is the way that when the Congress doesn't finalize a budget, they do a continuing resolution.
Right.
Or they can. Sometimes they don't, and you don't get any funds. But mm-hmm. if they do that, then it goes for a period of time, and the continuing resolution that has passed gets us through, it's either 2 March or the end of March, and I've forgotten now which, but so I think we're definitely okay on federal funds for probably 5 months here.
Other questions? Budget?
Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy, is lunch ready, or do you need
Nancy's
it?
Not here.
Nancy's not.
She went to get lasagna.
So that's a no. Lunch is salad.
You
want to
get the salad?
We could move to caps and lose line and stuff, could we?
Yeah, I think we'll just continue until the lunch is all ready completely. Okay, so. Our next item is NFB Newsline, and Jamie did send her report by email, and we've all received that and hopefully have the opportunity to review it. So are there any additions or questions about Newsline? Pearl, did you want to say anything?
No. Yeah.
I can speak. I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Okay.
But the report that Jamie sent, and it will be included in the minutes that get published, but in this particular report, a lot of times she'll have comments about this particular newspaper had a problem, or we added a paper, or we added new features, or whatever. And in this particular quarter, there wasn't anything like that. There were increases in subscribers. For all 3 months that she was reporting on, we did have an increase in the number of people that signed up for Newsline, and she gave some numbers as far as how many hours of listening and so on that were being done, and usage of the phone numbers and stuff. But those specifics will appear in the minutes.
And just for a matter of public record, I did suggest to our state president and our convention chair that Jamie possibly be invited to the ACB State Convention next year, because look, folks, it's been 12 years since we've had, it'll be 13 right in April, since we've had a Newsline presentation. Yeah, it's an NFB thing, and that's fine, but it does some good. People from across the state benefit from it, and there's been a lot of changes since 2000. So hopefully those that are in charge now, since I'm not, will heed my advice and take that suggestion seriously.
And you can connect whoever needs the information with Jamie's contact.
Right.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I don't mind being the liaison if I have to.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
She and I have a good working relationship.
Any other Newsline questions? Okay. The next item is the client assistance program, CAP, complaints or issues.
Okay, I can address that. That's also fairly short. There really were just 2 issues this past quarter. One had to do with providing technology equipment to a client, and actually it was resolved before it became a formal complaint. And so it came to, the issue was discussed with the CAP person, Nikki Rasmussen, but through the client and the counselors involved communicating, it got resolved and the person did get the equipment. The second one has to do with the request for transferring a case from one office to another. That's in process, and there's going to have meetings to discuss how is that going to better serve the person if the counselor isn't where they are, where, how will that, how can they, is it a really a good, going to work well for the person? And so that one's still in process. That's all there is.
Questions about those?
Enterprises, business?
Yes, a few more minutes. Okay, the next item is the Nebraska Business Enterprise Program, what we usually call BEP. So, I guess I can start briefly while you're finding the notes. I did attend the Business Enterprise Retreat that was several weeks ago here in Omaha. It was Friday afternoon, was like the regular business meeting, and then there was a reception that evening. And then Saturday was presentations most of the day. And it was very good. There were some speakers from both the NFB and the ACB vending groups, and I'm spacing off what the specific names are, but they represent blind people who are interested or participating in the vending program. I thought it was really, really good. I met a lot of people that I hadn't connected with formerly. I think the one thing that really stuck out to me as a commissioner, you know, what I took away from that is that I feel like there's a really large need for leadership training, especially for the people that are entering the program or have, you know, only been in the program for a year or two. The younger, well, I don't want to say the younger crowd.
Maybe newer.
Newer, there's yeah. the word. Because some of the people that have been on the board for a long time, I mean, they're going to retire, I would think, at some point in time. And I really think it's important for the health of the Business Enterprise Program is to have people that are going to be able to fill that need as it arises, and also to expand and make the program bigger and better. I think it's on the uphill swing. I mean, I've seen a lot of changes in the last few years. It's better. There's a variety of vending, you know, opportunities, more diverse things than there used to be, and there's a lot more interest. So, I don't know. That's my take, is I really think it's important to develop leadership, organizational development skills in the people that are going to be the core of that program in years to come.
Yeah, I really agree with that. I mean, the PE group, primarily Carlos and Don and Jan, are working, and this Jan Stokerbrand in Lincoln, mm-hmm. not Jan Brand,
right.
Don Ward, are really working jointly with the voc rehab counselors and the field offices, as well as the center, to collaborate to build the skills that people might need. If clients are interested in the Business Enterprise Program, the vending, then you know what are the things they're really going to need, and how can that be a really valid employment for people. They're working on that. And some of the training that this is now the second year they had that training, I think will help build what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We do now have a juice bar contract at Omaha Air Force Base. We have a new vendor. She's running the bar and getting training and really doing a good job with that. The National Guard has a new small contract for us that could grow into even a bit of bigger opportunity in the future. The training, I agree with Julie, was really a good one and a good retreat for the folks involved, as well as some attended that were just potential clients to enter the program. So I think that was a smart thing to add that option for people. Also, the vendors, the BE staff, had their own retreat to kind of fine-tune how is our system working, what can we do to improve things internally. We will be meeting with Department of Roads staff November 8th to talk about vending opportunities in their buildings and the contract with on the rest areas across the state. We also have 7 new buildings from the Postal Service that will be added or have been added to a few blind managers in Omaha. And the new vendor will be running 5 small buildings of the Postal Service in Lincoln starting in December. So it's been very busy, a lot of new opportunities for people and better earning opportunities as well. And with one of the big changes from the past is that in some cases it brings a new vendor in, but in other cases it expands the capabilities for a current blind manager. And so we really want the people who are the vendors in the Nebraska Business Enterprise Program to be earning good money and not have 3 times as many vendors, but you know, really a pittance of of earnings. So that's been a focus and it's working well, I think. Carlos, would you, is there anything else that you think should be added to that?
Yes, if I may.
Can you wait 1 second?
I need to read this.
Yeah, I'll just set this.
Okay. Yeah, I just got this report from John Stockerman yesterday. That's why I didn't include it in the written one. To Pearl, the end of the fiscal year is September 30th, and usually the reports come to, in this case, to Jan by the end of October. So she finished getting all the numbers just yesterday for this group. And I just want to give you a very short comparison. Last year, the fiscal year 2011, the total net for 15 vendors was 301,962 dollars. That was for 15 vendors. So the average was income for them 20,130 dollars. Then for this fiscal year, which has ended on September, the net income was $380,652, so almost $80,000 more this year with less vendors, with 13 vendors, and the average was $29,280. Wow. So almost an increase of $9,000. Like Pro was saying, we are looking at increasing the income. With that also comes the total set aside, which is a percentage that the Commission for the Blind gets from the vendor. Last fiscal year, 2011, the total set aside, again for the 15 vendors, was $39,304. And for this fiscal year, which ended in September, was $48,740. Even though in July we reduced the set aside to 4.5 rather than 13. So, percent, I'm sorry. Yeah. 13%. So that's what I wanted to.
Thank you very much. And if you'll send me those, I'll add those into my report.
Okay. And that set aside goes to provide equipment?
It's established in the Randolph Shepherd Act what set aside is required to be used for and cannot be used for. So it's replacing equipment, new equipment, maintenance, support staff to, you know, they are part of our staff that work on it. And it can also do some things with insurance or retirement, but we do it. We don't have health insurance for the program, but we do have a retirement program option for people, and the set-aside pays a portion of that.
Okay. And then the rest would be paid through vocational rehabilitation.
That's correct.
Okay.
The basic support funds.
Okay. Questions on BEP?
The only other question I had was the 380,000 number that you talked about the that was that included set aside or that did not include the set aside?
That's the total income that all of the BE facilities in Nebraska generated, right?
All right.
Okay, so so when you did the math and it came up with 29,000 as the earnings for each individual for the on average, that was before set aside was taken out.
Exactly.
No, actually after set aside.
Okay, so 308,000 was after set aside had been taken out.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Correct. Thanks.
What happens if a vendor doesn't pay set aside?
Well, the only reason why they just don't pay set aside is if they don't make any.
Sometimes if they're late, I mean, there are mechanisms in our chapter of rules that there are steps that have to go through. The end result could mean that they lose their license to be a blind vendor in Nebraska. But we work with them and try to resolve, is it a bookkeeping problem? Is it, what is the problem? How can we fix it? And, and by we, I don't mean the agency, but the individual who runs the business, and what can we do to help whatever the issue is.
Right. Okay.
I think maybe...
It smells like lunch.
I smell lasagna. The wafting, it's aroma up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So that puts us to public comment immediately after lunch. So if there are no more questions right now about BEP while we're still on that, then we'll adjourn for lunch.
Can I ask before we adjourn? It's 12:10 now. What time do you want to reconvene?
What do you guys
think? 12:45.
12:45.
I was thinking 12:45.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, I think so. We're right here and everything.
And we just basically need the commissioners and Pearl and Kathy to be done eating. You guys in the public
can
feel free to eat and take as long as you would like.
Just don't throw stuff at us. And if you do, let us know so we can duck.
Okay.
Except for Jim.
Break for lunch. And I would ask that you would allow Pearl, Kathy, and the commissioners to get our food first. That way we can get back to going again quickly.
I don't know. Is it?
It's in the back of the...
Especially